Muslims in Denmark not only wear headscarves whenever they like. Today, an Iraqi-born Danish resident won the title Miss Headscarf. The contest was controversial. Some Danes consider the headscarf a symbol of oppression. But the winner, Huda Fala, says that her headscarf is part of her religion and a part of her.
I entered this contest because I want to say that the scarf is not oppressing.
That's Miss Headscarf of Denmark. Denmark has provoked Muslims before. It was a Danish newspaper that published cartoons that linked the Prophet Muhammad to terrorism. Toger Seidenfaden is the editor-in-chief of a different Danish daily. It's called Politiken. He says the tensions between Islam and the West are being played out in Denmark's political system.
We're not seeing violence in Denmark. We're not seeing riots. We're not seeing tensions between Danish Muslims and other Danes on a day-to-day basis. Those episodes are extremely rare. So it's very much a political phenomenon, which now has become a foreign policy phenomenon.
How is it that Denmark, this relatively small nation, long known for its openness and tolerance, has become such a flashpoint for tensions between Islam and the West?
Well, of course, we have here a political party, the Danish People's Party, which is actually a part of the governing coalition. The fact of having such a party getting between 10 and 15% of the vote is not unusual in Europe. What is unusual is to have it in a firm alliance with the government, and this has been going on since 2001. And that party has a very strongly Islamophobic agenda. And that, I think, is the reason why Denmark basically has ended up at the center of so many controversies.
Okay, so this is a very important factor right now in what's happening in Denmark. This party that you say, the DPP, Danish People's Party, has attracted a lot of attention in part through one of its billboards that it put up. Tell us what that looked like. What was on it?
Well, basically, they put up advertisements in Danish newspapers showing women wearing the religious burqa, which means basically the costume where you can only see the eyes of the person, suggesting that that would what be what judges would look like in Danish courts if headscarves, which is a different matter, of course, where you can see the face, were not forbidden, even though we don't even yet have seen any candidates for the judgeship wearing such religious symbols.
There are no candidates for it, so it's kind of a non-issue, yet still it's come to the fore.
Exactly. One would think it were not non-issue, but in this climate where everything that has to do with Muslims and Islam rapidly rises to a level of high political concern, even non-issues can become issues.
All right, non-issues can become issues, and statements from al-Qaeda can foment those issues even more, because what happened recently was the Danish embassy in Pakistan was attacked. That was on June 4th, 6 weeks after an al-Qaeda leader called on Muslims to, quote, cause damage to Denmark because of what's been happening in your country. Do Danes there see themselves as right now having to pay a price for being outspoken in terms of relations with Islam, for this freedom of the press, for even having closer relations with Washington?
Well, yes, I think that that is a debate we're having now. I do think that the connection is pretty clear that the main reason for that terrorist attack in al-Qaeda's mind was the Khatun affair, which was basically what really put Denmark on the map in this area.
So what element of this has to do with Denmark paying a price for its contributions in Iraq and Afghanistan, for aligning itself with Washington in both cases?
I think that most people would put the Khatun as number one factor, but certainly our very unusual high profile in both Iraq and Afghanistan adds to that, because the Danish government is one of the minority group of European governments which consistently supported President Bush's policy on Iraq from the very beginning, and we still have a symbolic presence there, and we have 600 troops in Afghanistan suffering casualties, being very visible there. So our what you might call our solidarity, not only with the United States, but with the Bush administration, is part of what has given Denmark this unusually high profile.
Toger Seidenfaden is the editor-in-chief of the Danish daily newspaper Politiken. Thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you very much.